This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The world heads for another milestone as nearly 12 million people have been infected by the new coronavirus, while the U.S. crosses another milestone of its own. It now has more than 3 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. Data collected by Johns Hopkins University reflected the milestone Wednesday. The pandemic is having an effect on the education of international students. Harvard and MIT have sued to block the Trump administration from barring international students from staying in the U.S. if they take classes entirely online. This fall, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The universities say the directive violates the Administrative Procedures Act because officials failed to offer a reasonable basis justifying the policy and because the public was not given notice to comment. ICE notified colleges Monday that international students will be forced to leave the U.S. or transfer to another college if their schools operate entirely online this fall. New visas will not be issued to students at those schools, and others at universities offering a mix of online and in-person classes will be barred from taking all of their classes online. Harvard President Lawrence Backhouse says the order's cruelty is surpassed only by its recklessness. I'm Julie Walker.
At this hour, U.S. President Donald Trump and Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador are in the midst of a working dinner. In a meeting between the two leaders this afternoon, President Trump said the relationship between the United States and Mexico has never been closer. The focus of Wednesday's meeting was on the new trade deal among the two countries and Canada that went into effect just days ago. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau turned down an invitation to attend. President Trump said the Prime Minister will visit at the appropriate time. From Washington, this is VOA News.